With my collar fastened comfortably around my neck, I raced back outside to grab my bone and sit with Oakley underneath the shade of the beautiful pecan tree and to apologize for yesterday's mishap. Assuring that I did not step on my bone, I tiptoed carefully around the shrubbery when I noticed that my bone was missing. I sniffed around the shrubs, I dug through the mulch, and I retraced my steps back into the house. But it was no use. My bone was lost. My poor bone! I sank down into the tall green grass and began to whimper. Crack, crack, clank, clank, hee! I heard a rustling of leaves and a giggle as I turned around to see that same snotty squirrel from yesterday. In her hands, I recognized my savory, scrumptious bone. Give that back, I barked and zoomed off in the squirrel's direction. Meep, in your dreams, she squeaked as she quickly darted up a nearby tree.